An Anchorage judge today sided with both the Alaska Democratic Party and the Republican Party of Alaska against the State Division of Elections. At issue is the public display of a list of write-in candidates for this year's election. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, even as the courts issue a temporary restraining order against the practice, that decision is facing a new challenge.
State Superior Court Judge Frank Fifner issued his ruling this morning. Fifner said providing information on write-in candidates and keeping a list of those candidates at polling places is against election regulations. The Alaska Democratic Party filed suit earlier this week against the Division of Elections and its director, Gail Finumiai, asking the courts to grant an injunction against the practice. Fifner's decision has enjoined the Division of Elections from allowing polling place workers to provide a list of write-in candidates' names to voters or to provide the names verbally, citing state election laws specifically prohibit information regarding a write-in candidate to be discussed, exhibited, or provided at the polling place. Alaska Democratic Party Chair Patty Higgins.
I feel like we were vindicated. Really glad that the judge saw fit to rule on our side. On the side of the voters.
Judge Fifner's decision could be harmful to write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski. The Alaska Democratic Party had written to the Division of Elections last week demanding the division, quote, immediately cease illegally abetting Murkowski's write-in candidacy, unquote, by allowing the write-in candidate lists at polling places. At least two incidents at early voting polling places in Chugiak and in Homer pushed the Democrats to file suit against the state on Monday. The Republican Party of Alaska joined the Democrats in the suit, charging that the change in election practices standards threatens the integrity of this year's election, while the Murkowski campaign joined the suit on the side of the state. Now there's a new twist in the case, as attorneys for the state and the Murkowski campaign have decided to challenge the Superior Court decision before the Alaska Supreme Court, saying that the write-in candidate lists were part of a broad mandate to provide voter assistance at polling places. Today, the Murkowski campaign joined the state in petitioning the Supreme Court for a stay of the Superior Court decision against the write-in lists. Steve Wachowski is spokesman for the Murkowski campaign.
The campaign believes that the Democratic and Republican Party's actions are disenfranchising Alaskan voters, and they're frankly limiting the votes of those who ask for assistance with the process. We're a state that has many non-native English speakers here, not just our Alaskan Native community that may be, you know, Yupik speakers as her first language, or, Filipinos who speak Tagalog. We have a big Hispanic community here.
Wachowski says the legal action is about voter intent, and Alaskans who want to vote for a write-in shouldn't be deterred from doing so. The campaign is petitioning the state Supreme Court for immediate action in this case. Developments in the issue are still unfolding. Earlier this afternoon, the Alaska Democratic Party's attorney, Tom Daniel, offered a settlement to the Division of Elections in what Higgins is calling, quote, best interests of Alaskans in this election, unquote.
We would like the division to stop using the write-in sheet immediately, which is a violation of the law. We would like them to pay our reasonable attorney fees and costs, and we will agree that the ballots that have already been cast, including the Homer ballots, would be counted normally.
Higgins refers to the 17 ballots cast in a Homer early voting booth last week, which were cast with a write-in candidate list displayed in the booth. Democratic Attorney Daniel sent the settlement offer in an email to State Attorney Margaret Patton Walsh. No word at Newstime if the state will accept the offer. I'm Ellen Lockyer.